You'll save energy, but your power bill is going to get a lot more complicated. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. You've probably heard of the smart grid. Basically, it'll mean the power companies will be able to monitor power use better and to send electricity down the lines more efficiently. It'll avoid things like blackouts and brownouts. But it'll also be able to tell you in real time how much power you're using. We caught Brian Seal on his cell phone at the airport in Atlanta. He's with the nonprofit Electric Power Research Institute. He says eventually you'll be charged different rates at different times of the day depending on demand.
Consumers would be aware of that so that they can program their appliances and other equipment to consume energy when the price is low rather than when it's high.
But you'll need smart appliances to work with the smart grid. Well, GE just announced it'll be coming out with smart appliances right as the government announced $3.4 billion in grants to power companies to start working on the smart grid. You can bet the other appliance makers are scrambling to come up with their own programmable appliances. This is the Environment Report. Businesses also want to become more energy efficient and reduce waste. Bottom line, it saves them money. But many want to go even further to become more environmentally friendly. They're just not sure how to go about it. Julie Grant reports about groups that are working to help businesses move toward sustainability.
This party is full of business owners, union leaders, MBA students, and lots of other folks interested in figuring out how to run successful companies that aren't bad for the environment. Holly Harlan has been hosting these kinds of gatherings for nearly a decade. She's literally made it her job to help companies take steps towards sustainability. Back in 2000, she started this group, Entrepreneurs for Sustainability, known as E4S. When she started out, mostly she worked with startup companies. These days, it's more established firms. She wants me to meet Christopher Moody.
So Chris works for a larger company, KeyBank, and so they're getting started on their sustainability journey, and he was just sharing with me what their first steps were.
Yeah, our first steps are to begin to understand what it is that we're currently doing. Where are we now? You know, the next step is, well, how can we improve upon it? I think that's where it all begins.
Big companies of all kinds are getting on board the sustainability train. When Harlan first started E4S, most of the companies she heard from were green companies. They were offering things like green cleaning, green lawn care, and solar panels.
Whereas the companies like GE and Walmart, certainly this wasn't on their radar in 2000. But around 2006, then we started hearing more about existing businesses that wanted to change.
Harlan says E4S wanted to find ways to assist those already established companies to make changes. In recent years, sustainable business groups like E4S have been forming in cities around the country. The groups want businesses to see that they can reduce their costs while doing better for the environment and society. Before she started E4S, Harlan worked in industrial engineering and economic development. But once she heard about companies designing their processes more efficiently, more sustainably, her own light turned on.
I suddenly saw opportunities everywhere, in every place that I visited, from museums, hotels, restaurants, manufacturing companies, places to save money and places to make money, because I saw the world differently.
Now Harlan is trying to get more people to see things differently, to provide a better quality of life in the future with good economic decisions today that just happen to be good for the planet.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.